From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Western Governors Association opened its summer meetings by hosting two high-ranking Canadians who called for the U.S. to be careful renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement. Canada's Ambassador David McNaughton and Brad Wall, the Premier of Saskatchewan, pointed out that Canada and the U.S. have both benefited greatly over NAFTA's 23-year history. Wall says he fears leaders on both sides have become complacent about the treaty, which has fostered a $1 trillion a year trade relationship between the U.S. and Canada. Right in time for the 4th of July celebrations, a pair of reports show a drop in food costs for U.S. consumers. On Monday, the American Farm Bureau Federation announced findings. The cost of a summer cookout for 10 dropped slightly from $56.06 in 2016 to $55.70 this year. The price is consistent with the USDA's Economic Research Service May 2017 findings, which point out that grocery prices haven't seen a price drop in almost 50 years. The Farm Credit System reports growth in loan numbers for young, beginning, and smaller farmers in outstanding and new loans in 2016. Some numbers at the Farm Credit Administration Office show in the Corn Belt, lower corn and soybean prices have made it more challenging for young, beginning, and small farmers. But Associate Director Mark Johansson tells Brownfield they are seeing beginning farmers breaking into the business, many through poultry. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.